Immigrant rights advocates are celebrating the passage of Alameda County's ICE-free zones. But county leadership cautioned that despite the name, the policies do not actually prevent federal agents from entering county property or making arrests. County officials say local law enforcement will not intervene in ICE actions unless California state law is violated. Supervisor Nikki Fortunato Bass, who sponsored the proposals, outlined the responsibilities of local law enforcement in upholding the ICE-free zones.
They cannot intervene in other law enforcement actions, but they are able to communicate in terms of what is happening to facilitate support to those that might be engaged, as well as to ask what their business is and to verify that it is in fact law enforcement.
Addressing what enforcement will and will not look like on county property, Alameda County Sheriff Yesenia Sanchez said her office would not interfere with ICE operations.
If it's a publicly accessible area, they can effect an arrest in that area. If it's somewhere where the public doesn't have privy to or access to, we can definitely restrict that. It is with parking lots and open spaces, I just don't understand how that could be prevented, because the sheriff's office doesn't provide, you know, security, like any kind of method to vet people in or out of those spaces. And we have a contract with courts somewhere, you know, down here, where we have a vetting process, a choke point, if you will, where we can identify people before they come in. And we do. If you're coming in and you're advising us that you're a law enforcement officer, then we're going to ask for that proof to identify yourself with your ID. So, I mean, the open spaces is problematic. I mean, I just want to make sure that, you know, I support our communities. I just want to make sure that our community knows the expectations of what an ICE-free zone is, I guess by definition. But I don't want them to think that you step into this area and here's a line and ICE can't cross it.
County Council pointed to Minneapolis, where a similar ICE-free zone ordinance had been disregarded and violated by ICE agents. By their assessment, ICE-free zones have limited ability to physically prevent federal agents from using county property, but go a step beyond symbolism. Officials say having the policy in place lays the groundwork for additional action, starting with cease and desist notifications. Supervisor Fortunato Bass said the county needed to make a clear statement with this vote.
So one of the things that we're trying to do here to protect our communities is recognize that there is strength in numbers, that we need to act together as a region, as a Bay Area county, whether it was Coast Guard Island or the Super Bowl in a couple weeks or some future potential threat. Part of this is really aligning around planning together, as well as taking a stand and saying the feds cannot commandeer our county controlled and owned property for these mass actions.
What could carry more weight against immigration agents is if they violate state law, like disregarding warrants or violating California's new mask law, which could prompt a response from the sheriff's office.
And I know that there's been questions about will you arrest ICE and all this other stuff, valid concerns from our community. And I think that just overall, any individual who violates state law is going to be held accountable. So it doesn't matter who you are, and that is true for anybody that commits a crime. There should be no difference. So I'm committed to that.
Supervisor Nate Miley cautioned that he does not support measures that could put county law enforcement in a violent conflict with ICE. But he, along with the five other supervisors, ultimately voted in favor. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.